Now, another Astros podcast.
For Mariznick, it's about timing. It's being ready for the fastball. Everything else can follow suit. A little big homers against his former team, the Marlins, last week to left center field.
2-2. Breaking ball hit sharply, bounces off the mound and in the center for a base hit. Gonzalez scores, Centeno stops at second, and Jake Mariznick comes through with his third hit of the night. It's an RBI single that puts the Astros up 6-2.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Stayed back, recognized the spin, and shot it right back up the middle. Big insurance run for the Astros.
Astros with a 6-2 win over the Detroit Tigers, and pleased to be joined now by our Lexus player of the game, Jake Mariznick. Another good offensive day for you, Jake, an RBI single tonight, 3-for-4. And that RBI single in the eighth, Juan Centeno intentionally walked right before you, so that had to make that even sweeter when you came through.
Yeah, he put some good at-bats together, and I guess they didn't want to see him again, so I was just waiting for a good pitch there and got one.
Just in the eighth and ninth spot of the order, you guys have done so much damage at the bottom of the order this season for the Astros. You got to beg A.J. Hinch to put you down there every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a testament to our lineup.
Yep.
And what we have up and down, and we got to fight for at-bats, so it's good, healthy competition we got going, so it's fun.
You know, you have the three hits tonight. We saw you have the two-homer game with three hits in Miami this past Tuesday. You must be feeling pretty good at the plate, huh?
Yeah, you know, just kind of doing what I can to stay locked in and stay with it. Obviously not getting every day at bats and finding a way. And a lot of these guys, the guys we brought in, have helped with that. Beltran's been huge. McCann, Reddick, they've all kind of had tips and pointers for me to stay sharp. And I attribute a lot of it to them.
All right. Hey, Jay, congratulations on the good game and on the victory.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back to the pregame show. You're listening to Astro Launch, and this is Steve Sparks, and I'm with pretty much the hero of last night's game. Obviously, a very humble guy, but Juan Centeno came up first game as a Houston Astros in the major leagues, and you got the belt. You got the player of the game from Josh Reddick. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, first time I got that belt, it feels amazing to be part of this team, man. They're a great group of guys. You know, everybody playing together. It's awesome.
You get to know these guys during spring training. You were with the major league team almost the entire time. You got to catch just about everybody except for the guy you caught last night. That was crazy.
Yep, you know, things happen. And that's why, soon as AJ told me the day before yesterday, during BP, I was catching him, so I just try to go to the video room, watch as much videos as I can, just get to know him. We were talking during the game. We were talking together about the hitters, like what he wanted me to set up, like high target, low target, and all that stuff. So we got in the same pace really good.
He's one of those guys that doesn't really want a catcher to set on the corners that much, isn't he?
No, he wants out of third, you know, he don't want me too much off the plate because his ball moves a lot, so
yeah,
he wants that ball to be on the plate.
Well, we got a chance to see in spring training, and we were all impressed with how hard you work on the defensive end. That's your priority.
You know, like I always, I try to be a defensive catcher better than hitting, so that's a big part of my game. So I got to, every day keep working on my defense.
And then the bonus, it's the offense.
Centeno, three career homers. They came all last year with the Minnesota Twins. Played with Milwaukee, Minnesota, and now the Astros at the big league level. Pops this one to center field. Backing up is Matuk. Center fielder looks up. There it goes! Juan Centeno! Fourth career home run. His first as an Astro. Makes it a 3-0 ball game.
That looked like it was going to be just a harmless fly ball, but just kept carrying onto that Phillips 66 home run porch.
Well, he'd been on a tear in Fresno, AAA. He had a 16-game hitting streak before the call-up. Average flirting around 380. He was mashing, and he mashed that one. Wow, that was impressive. That was deep to left center field.
You didn't even see it go out of the ballpark. Your head was down, right?
Yeah, always. You know, I'm an opposite field hitter, so hey, just put my head down, and start running.
Can you describe how it felt? I mean, making a first impression on all these guys and all of us and the fans here, hitting a home run in your first game with this team. What did that feel like?
amazing, you know, amazing experience. And then, like I said, backing up this amazing team, group of guys, so it's awesome to be part of it.
What did you notice in spring training that was special about this team?
You know, the energy they got, like even during BP, like in the clubhouse, everything, it's like everything's positive, you know, like playing together, like the team is supposed to do, and hey, it's amazing, yeah.
All right, that's Juan Santoro. Juan, congratulations. Great game yesterday. Hope there's a lot more for you later on.
Thank you.
Hey, baseball fans, the 2017 Esurance MLB All-Star Game ballot is here. Head to astros.com/vote to choose your All-Star Game worthy stars and send them to the All-Star Game presented by MasterCard July 11th in Miami. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Astros and Tigers as Yuli Gurriel will lead it off for the Astros against Jordan Zimmermann. Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, pleased to be joined by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. Always good to see you, Commissioner.
Great to be here on a great night in Houston, actually.
And it was a special night for one of Houston's own, right?
Really. You know, Bob is a great baseball personality.
Talking about Bob Watson.
Yep. I'm sorry.
No problem.
You know, really, people forget his accomplishments. He was a great major league player. First African-American general manager to win a World Series. I worked with Bob personally when he was in the commissioner's office. He was a great executive when he was there. And his work with BAT really institutionalized our family charity, as we like to think of it.
And BAT is baseball assistance team.
The 2-0 misses outside, and it's 3-0. And that helps a lot of people throughout the game. People don't realize the work that BAT does.
You know, when I started in the game, I heard people talk about the baseball family. And, you know, it really is a family in a lot of ways. And BAT is one of those quiet charities. It's really designed to take care of not just players, but any member of the baseball family. It does great work. Our players have been...
Yuli drives this deep to left center field, up in his back, and that ball is gone. Off the community leader's signs, a home run for Yuli Gurriel. That's his fourth of the year, and it's a 1-0 Astros lead.
Well, speaking of BAT, that's a pretty big BAT right there for Gurriel. That was a loud BAT.
Did it on a 3-1 pitch. And that's the 12th home run Zimmermann has allowed this season, which is among the league leaders. As we talk with Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred.
The baseball assistance team. I mean, there's been a lot of players that played years ago and maybe not so long ago that maybe have run into hard times or... And Bob Watson was instrumental with that team, being able to take care of some of those guys through some hard times.
Absolutely. You know, as a board member, you know, he helped literally hundreds of players. He was one of those people that I think players and non-players from the baseball family counted on to know that their assistance was confidential, which is really important to people.
Yeah.
And just did a tremendous amount of good work.
And you guys gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award down on the field. And a lot of guys came back, former teammates, and a tribute on the big board.
That pitch misses low to Bregman. It's a ball in the strike.
Really nice to see the people that turned out. You know, I know Joe Torre from my office was very anxious to be here. But J.R. Richard, you know, Craig Biggio, just all sorts of
Phil
former,
Garner.
Phil Garner.
Ground ball left side by Bregman, fielded by the shortstop Iglesias, throws to first in time, and there's one out.
What do you remember most about Bob Watson as an executive? A lot of people remember him as a really underrated and great baseball player, but as an executive, I mean, very sharp, right?
Yeah, you know, really astute about on-field manners. You know, baseball's tough when it comes to discipline that relates to what happens on the field. You have to have a feel and an understanding of what was going on. And while Bob was there, I had lawyers who worked with him day to day, but I always made it a point to try to talk to Bob and understand what he was doing because it was a way for me to gain that sort of understanding that I didn't have because I didn't play.
First pitch to Juan Centeno's a strike. First plate appearance for Centeno. Had his contract purchased by the Astros a couple of days ago when Ryan McCann went on the concussion DL as the 0-1 is high and outside, and it's a ball and a strike. Talking with Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, and you know, it's still pretty early in the season. It's almost June, hard to believe. But overall, have you been pretty pleased with the way things have gone? As this ball's grounded to the right side, fielded by Kinsler, and he throws the first. One, two out.
You know, we feel like we got off to a great start with the WBC this year. You know, as a lead into our season, kind of gave us a running start. Our attendance has been really good. And I think the second thing I'd say to you, you know, real parity out there. I mean, we got a yeah. lot of teams, you know, that are, you know, hanging in there, really good teams. And I think that's important as we get into the summer and the real heart of the baseball season.
Any tweaks that you see need to be made with the World Baseball Classic?
Well, we're looking hard at the WBC. Obviously, it was tremendously successful this time around, real growth. But we continue to look at the calendar issue. You know, we're trying to make sure that there's not some better way we could fit it into the baseball. It is. It's a really hard problem. But, you know, hard problems merit reconsideration. You know, you just keep looking at them, and sometimes somebody comes up with a creative idea. But overall, we were really pleased with it. The interesting thing about it, our demographics, particularly in our broadcast audience, were very different, which is important to us. High degree of, much higher degree of Hispanic viewers, and the average age of our viewers was almost 10 years younger than our.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, really good for us.
Very good.
It's a 1-2 count to Jake Marisnyk. Comes up with two out, no one on. Astros leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Jordan Zimmermann delivers, and Marisnyk takes one that is at the top of the zone for strike three, and Marisnyk goes down looking to end the inning. Well, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, always good to see you. Glad you could be here to see Bob Watson, the Bull, get honored for his Baseball Assistance Team Lifetime Achievement Award, and always good to see you.
Well, my pleasure to be here. It's good to see both of you guys.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.